It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Hepatitis C does not always show symptoms for decades, and it's important for people to know their status. And my guest is Public Health Manager Wandalyn Johnson. So explain to us a little bit about hepatitis C. What is it, and what's the difference between hep A, B, and C? Why are we concerned about C?
Okay, so with hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus that impacts the liver and can cause very serious liver consequences if left untreated. It can turn to liver cancer. In many ways, it's similar to hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is also a blood-borne infection of the liver. Hepatitis A is a little bit different in that it is transmitted via food, through fecal matter and food. With hepatitis C, one of the reasons why we're very concerned about this is that about 5 million Americans have hepatitis C. Unfortunately, about 75% are not aware that they have this disease.
Now, why are our baby boomers and people sort of in my age group more likely to have it?
So part of it is very little was known about the disease many years ago. So very little was known about transmission. And also, one of the key risk factors for having hepatitis C is blood transfusion before 1992. Because before 1992, blood products weren't being screened then. So many people had blood transfusions that could have had tainted blood. So unfortunately, people have been living a long time with this disease. By now, they're probably, they're baby boomers. They're in that age group and don't even know they have the disease.
Wow. So now the Center for Disease Control and Prevention recently issued new screening guidelines. So they're recommending that we should get risk-based screenings. So a one-time screening. What are you suggesting, Wandalyn, people that were born between, 45 and 65, go get a one-time blood test?
Yes. So with the CDC, previously, they had risk-based screening in which if you had certain risk factors, you would get a hepatitis C test. But unfortunately, that missed a lot of people because sometimes people don't know that they have certain risk factors. So it missed a lot of people. So now what the CDC is recommending that everyone born between 1945 and 1965 have at least one hepatitis C test in their lifetime.
So how is that test done?
It's a very simple test now. Now that it's just a simple blood test. So if you go into and you ask your doctor for a simple blood test, now they even have finger sticks that can give you your results in 20 minutes even. But it's a very simple blood test.
And are there any symptoms that would show up that would alert people to something?
Yes, there are some symptoms, but unfortunately, by the time people start to show symptoms, you're already at advanced liver disease, possibly. Some of the symptoms can be jaundice, yellowing of the eyes, gray stools, fatigue even. And some of these symptoms are kind of flu-like symptoms. They're fatigue, vomiting. And some of those you would maybe equate with having the flu, and you wouldn't necessarily equate it with having hepatitis C.
Wow. Now, what do they do? So you get your blood test. You find out what if you get that, yes, you tested positive for hep C.
So if you have tested positive for hep C, there is treatment. So if there's any good news to this story, there is treatment, and hepatitis C can be cured. That's the one thing we want to let people know, that it is curable. Treatments have advanced in the past years in which many people who receive treatment are cured of the disease. So, yes, the disease is curable.
That's excellent news, and as you say, that's the good message in this, but that is reason enough for people to get tested. And so is this something that you think insurance is going to cover as a test? now that it's being recommended by the CDC?
Well, I'm not a billing specialist, so you'd have to check with your doctor. But as far as I understand it, yes, it is covered.
Okay. So now is it something that is contagious? Because, you know, you hear about these kinds of things and people always get nervous, Wandalyn.
So it's not contagious. Again, it is a bloodborne disease. So in that, you can't catch it by kissing or sharing eating utensils or anything like that. However, if you are sharing razors with blood on them, in some cases with tattooing, if the needles are not clean, that's possible because there's an exchange of blood there. So any situation where there's possible blood being exchanged, it is possible to get hepatitis C.
Now, you mentioned that this is curable. Now,
yes.
Other types of hepatitis not so curable, as I understood it? I mean, it's something you have it for life.
Well, hepatitis B is like that. Hepatitis B is not curable. The goal is viral suppression, so they can suppress the virus, but it is not curable and is a lifelong disease.
But
hepatitis A is, most times people with hepatitis A do clear the disease, but again, with hepatitis B, it is not curable, and the goal is viral suppression.
So now this new, you know, recommendations came out. Tell us, why did they come out?
Well, the new recommendations came out because, as I mentioned previously, there are a number of risk factors with hepatitis C. But unfortunately, people may not know their risk factors. They may not want to discuss their risk factors with their doctors. And it may be even challenging for doctors to have that discussion with patients, especially in instances maybe there may have been drug use in the past, possibly. And that may be something that people don't want to discuss because it's in the past. Or, again, other risk factors that people may not be aware of or cannot remember because, again, people, they may have had the disease for decades and not know it. So, you know, it's difficult to remember what you might have done 20, 30 years ago. So the risk factors, testing based solely on risk factors, was missing so many people. So now what the CDC is saying, so that so many people will not be missed, that every single baby boomer, if you fall in this age group, that you are tested for hepatitis C at least once in your lifetime.
So we're not, you know, with so many diseases, Wandalyn, we look at the risk factors and they say if you fall into any of these risk factors, if you were an injection drug user, if you had, you know, hemodialysis, if you were HIV infected, or if you had, you know, a blood transfusion or a mother that was infected with hepatitis C. But now we're not necessarily looking at those risk factors, are we? Now it's just a straight-out recommendation. If you were born between this time, in the last minute, give us your very best advice, the CDC recommendations, and a place where people can go for more information about hepatitis C.
Okay. Really quickly, let me clarify something. So this is in addition to the risk factors. So it doesn't exclude risk factors. So if you do have certain risk factors, still get tested. Even if you're not in the baby boomer age group and you have risk factors, still get tested. So this is in addition to those risk factors. But if you're born between 1945 and 1965, please, by all means, get your hepatitis C test. If you'd like to find out more information about this, you can go to www.bettertoknowc.com, or you can call. We have a nurse-supported hotline, and you can call that number, 888-552-2494, between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central. Thank you.
The website is bettertoknowc.com, 888-552-2494. And you can call that number or go on the website, get tested for hepatitis C. That's what we're saying. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.